This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com, the new rhythm and bluesy contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. I want to talk about terrorism. Terrorism is in the news now. As you know, what happened in Paris and in Belgium, the terrorists seem like they're winning. ISIS seems like it's winning in Iraq. The terrorists are basically terrorizing the world because of their religious beliefs, because they believe they've been mistreated. And so we have a situation whereby this is an opportunity for the United States and Western countries in Europe to communicate about the issues of poverty and racism. However, they do not acknowledge these issues, and we see what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that terrorism is going to continue to grow, and the Western countries, United States, European countries are going to continue to crack down, and things are going to get worse before they get better. But I guarantee you they will never get better until we sit down at the table and start talking about these issues. When you talk about what happens in Iraq, for example, in ISIS, well, what are black men supposed to think, in particular black men, but also black women? What are they to think when America and the news media, mainstream news media, are criticizing ISIS fighters for their version of terrorism, and they say nothing about the police brutality, as we know, with the deaths of Trayvon Martin, then Mike Brown, and now Eric Garner in New York? These issues have been building. So if I'm a black man and I'm out, you know, on a Sunday drive in my car, or a black man walking down the street in New York subjected to stop and frisk, or whatever the case may be, because of racial profiling, what happens if the policeman miscalculates a particular move I make towards my waistband or my glove compartment, or he just doesn't like my attitude, which was the case with Eric Garner? Or the policeman or security forces are also killing black men. What if your Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman comes upon you at night and starts questioning you, and he's got a gun? The issue is that the police are supposed to be trained to deal with tense situations, and the mainstream media is basically backing them up in regards to their killing black men and not being found guilty. Every time the policemen get into a situation like they did in New York, where they're criticized by the mayor, who talked about, de Blasio talked about his black or biracial son, there's a problem with the police. As you know, the police turned their backs on him. And of course, the unions and the policemen have conspired to participate in a work slowdown. Arrests are down, and de Blasio, of course, is going to secede to their wants and desires eventually, because he's not built for this. Most white males and white folks in mainstream aren't built to take the criticism from other whites when it comes to race. That's a product of white supremacy. That's a product of white privilege, that we will rein anyone in who doesn't conform to the system. That means whites who agree with black people that they are being unfairly treated and murdered by the police, and any whites who show any sort of agreement with blacks. This is a problem, and this is why the system has continued. White supremacy has continued, and nothing's going to change until we deal with the issue of race. So we'll see what happens. We have to, first of all, make the link between terrorism being a matter of perspective. One man's terrorist is another man's friend. And black men here in the United States have a strong case that they are being terrorized by the police. So it's a matter of perspective. And I think this is the main thing that needs to be gotten across in terms of mainstream media being educated and mainstream America being educated by the media in regards to, hey, black America, black men are also terrorized, just like terrorists are terrorizing people overseas. This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com, the new rhythm and bluesy contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. Peace.